Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Winnie.
And today, we're talking about dreams.
Dreams. Wow.
Okay, so I don't know about you, but I have a lot of strange dreams.
You do?
I do, and they're usually about elevators.
Oh, that sounds like could be nightmares.
They are nightmares, right? Actually. Now, I get into the elevator, and the elevator starts going sideways.
Oh my
God. Or goes up into the sky and back down.
Doesn't move fast.
And it never stops. It never stops on the floor I want it to. And so I can never get out of the elevator.
That's a nightmare.
It's just
like a
mong. Now, I think I have these dreams because maybe I'm stressed out. And so I keep trying to do something. But I can't. And so maybe this is, maybe if I'm really busy and I can't get everything done during the day.
So it actually means something?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I think I have dreams, but I just can't remember them.
That's lucky.
When I wake up.
Yeah. Do you remember your nightmares?
No, I can just remember. Oh, I had a dream, but I just don't remember what happened.
Okay, well, you know what, Winnie? I think that's quite lucky, because I remember most of my dreams, and when they're really strange, like the elevator dreams, I don't wake up feeling very good.
No.
All right, well, today we're going to learn about a dream in our literature article. So, let's get started and find out what it's all about.
The Nonka Dream. Chun Yufen is a soldier in the Huainan Army. One day, he drinks too much and acts badly. His general gets angry and fires him. Chun Yu goes home and sits by a pagoda tree in the yard. He drinks with two friends until he falls asleep. Later, Chun Yu wakes up and sees two messengers. They tell him,
"The king of Huai'an sent us. He invites you to visit."
Chun Yu follows the messengers to the pagoda tree. The tree is hollow, and they enter. Huai'an is beautiful. It looks nothing like Chun Yu's world. When Chun Yu meets the king, the king says,
"I want you to marry my daughter."
Word power!
General. General. The general of the army died and the country lost the war. The general of the army died and the country lost the war. Yard, yard. The mother stood at the window and watched her children playing in the yard. The mother stood at the window and watched her children playing in the yard. Wake up, wake up. Wake, woke, woken. Rachel hates having to wake up and get out of bed on cold winter days. Rachel hates having to wake up and get out of bed on cold winter days. Invite, 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 invited, invited. Yvonne invited all of her friends to her birthday party. Yvonne invited all of her friends to her birthday party.
Okay, before we get started, I just want to apologize and say sorry in advance. I will try to say these names properly, but I can't guarantee
it. It's fine, you got me.
Okay, all right, well, the day one of our article starts out by saying, Chun Yufen is a soldier in the Huainan Army.
Okay.
How did I do?
You did well.
Okay.
Very good job. 今天的主人公是淳于芬，他是一名士兵 ，so we know he's a soldier and works in an army 在军队里。
That's right. Okay, well, let's find out about this person. I'm not going to try to say his name again right now. Maybe later. Here it says, one day he drinks too much and acts badly.
Can be good if you drink too much water.、Mm-mm. Not water. 我们喝太多水应该没什么不好 But we're not talking about drinking too much water, right?
No, that's right. We're talking about drinking alcohol, which is spelled A-L-C-O-H-O-L, alcohol. And this is drinks like wine and beer. And what happens when you drink too much of these、mm. is you get drunk,、mm-hmm. D-R-U-N-K, drunk. And that's an adjective. Now, when you're drunk, you're unable to control what you do, your actions, how you think, how you talk, because you drink too much alcohol.、
Mm. If you drink too much, you are drunk.、Mm-hmm. 就是喝醉当形容词。所以啊，这样子这位于芬大哥他喝了太多 and acts badly. 喝醉通常你就不会表现太得体啦。So be careful when you drink, especially,Don't drink and drive.
Never. Very important, Winnie. Thank you for saying that. All right. Well, let's find out what happens after he does this. It says...His general gets angry and fires him.
See?、Mm-hmm. Things won't go well if you drink too much.、Mm-hmm. His general fires him, 把他炒鱿鱼了 and we're talking about his general.、
Mm-hmm. His general is the person who's in charge of him. So this word is spelled G-E-N-E-R-A-L, general. It's a noun and we're going to find out more about it right now.A general is an officer in the army or in the air force. Generals have a really high rank, which means they've probably been in the army for a while, and they've worked their way up to a higher command. They're usually in charge of other soldiers lower than them in the army. Here's an example. The general of the army died, and the country lost the war.The general of the army died, and the country lost the war.
General 在这里是当名词的用法，就是指将军。一般位阶的士兵，像这个淳于芬今天的主角，他是一个 soldier。在高一层呢，我们可以叫他 officer。那当然，这个背上很多星星的这种呢，我们叫做 general。位高权重呢，才可以叫做将军。然后他可以掌控整个国家的命运。像例句呢，就是将军过世了，结果呢，整个国家、整个军队也输了这一场战争。
Okay, so we learned that 淳于's general fired him.That doesn't mean he set him on fire, though.
No,、mm-hmm. 没有啦。Fire 在这里不是真的指火啦，这里是动词的用法。在中文呢，其实我们也会说，会像刚刚讲到是炒鱿鱼。He's fired， 就是像这个流星雨中，我们会说，哎，他是被火了。其实也是从英文 fire 这个字直接翻译过来的啦。So now he's fired.、Mm-hmm. What is he going to do?
Well.I don't know if it's very good, but here it says, 淳于goes home and sits by a pagoda tree in the yard. So far, it seems okay.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we do need to learn what yard means before we find out what else he does.、Yeah. And yard here is a noun. It's spelled Y-A-R-D, yard. And let's find out what it means. A yard is the grassy area around a person's house.In the U.S. and Canada, many houses have their own yards, sometimes both in the front and the back of the house. Now, yards in the U.S. and Canada are used for playing, growing gardens, and having barbecues outside in the summer. One important thing to remember is that in the U.K., a yard is called a garden. All right, here's an example sentence.The mother stood at the window and watched her children playing in the yard. The mother stood at the window and watched her children playing in the yard.
Yummy barbecues. Yard 呢是指家里的这个庭院，像 Aaron 老师刚刚有没有跟我们说，在电影啊，我们可能会看到欧美的国家就会在这个家里庭院前面，我们可以说 a front yard。 然后刚刚也有提到在英国呢是叫 garden， 是像有点花园的感觉，不过台湾比较多的可能是像 balcony， right in Taiwan， B-A-L-C-O-N-Y， 这种阳台这样的意思。那我们看到例句呢是妈妈站在这个窗边看孩子们在庭院玩。所以啊，故事回到这个，说到淳于呢，他被炒了，被炒鱿鱼，然后呢回家呢就坐在这个槐树 a pagoda tree， and then an apple falling down and hit his head.
Wrong story. Yeah, that's a little bit farther down the road, I think. All right, well, he's sitting under this pagoda tree, yes, in the yard. Let's find out what he's up to next. Here it says, he drinks with two friends until he falls asleep.
He was fired because of drinking too much, and he drinks more now? Bad idea. 他又借酒浇愁，结果呢就睡着了。It's probably better than what happened last time. At least he's falling asleep.
And not acting badly. You're right. Well, I guess, you know, he doesn't have a job anymore, so he's just going to go home and drink. Maybe he should try to find a new job. But here it says, later, Chun Yu wakes up and sees two messengers. Okay, so this phrase, wake up, is one of our word power words. And it's two words, so we spell wake, W-A-K-E, wake, and up, U-P, up, wake up. And we're going to find out what it means now. When you wake up, you stop sleeping. You can also wake somebody else up. That means you make that person stop sleeping. Now, I like to wake up at 7 a.m. during the week and 9 a.m. on the weekend. I like to sleep in a little bit. All right, here's an example sentence. Rachel hates having to wake up and get out of bed on cold winter days. Rachel hates having to wake up and get out of bed on cold winter days.
Ugh, I hate that too.
Everybody does.
Wake up 呢通常会一起连用表示醒来。Wake 本身呢这个动词呢要特别注意它的三态是 wake, woke, waken。那 wake up 呢是醒来，我们可以说起床呢也可以用这个 get up。像例句也可以说 get up on cold winter days。在这个寒冷的冬天里面要起床真的是很痛苦的。但呢我们也可以用这个片语呢来叫别人起床 ,wake somebody up。比方说 my dad wakes me up on school days, 在上学的日子呢都是爸爸叫我起床的。
It's hard to wake up sometimes.
No, every day.
All right, well, what does Chun Yu see when he wakes up?
He sees two messengers. 所以我们看到 ER 结尾就知道是个人。前面的 message 是指这个传讯或者讯息，可以当动词和名词的意思。加上 ER 呢表示做这件事的人，传讯的人，或者是这个传话的人，就是使者啦。What message are they delivering?
Good question. Messengers always have a message to give someone. All right, here's what it says. They tell him, the king of Huai'an sent us.
原来是这个淮安国的国王派他们来的。And why does the king want him?
Well, not really sure yet. The messengers continue, or one of the messengers continues by saying, he invites you to visit.
Ooh.
Okay, now this seems like a fun thing to happen. We use the verb invite here. It's spelled I-N-V-I-T-E, invite, and we're going to find out what it means. When you invite somebody to something, usually, you ask them to come to a place or to do something with you or to go to an event. Now, we often invite people to parties, which means we ask them to come to a party. We can invite people over for dinner and out on a date, too. These are all things that you can invite people to. Now, here's an example sentence. Yvonne invited all of her friends to her birthday party. Yvonne invited all of her friends to her birthday party.
invite 这个动词表示邀请，通常我们会说 invite somebody to do something， 邀请某人来做某件事情。像文章是 invite you to visit， 就是诶邀请你来玩，也可以说 invite somebody to something， 邀请某人呢去某个活动，或者是像我们在例句看到 invite her friends to her birthday party， 邀请朋友来这个生日派对，或者很常见也可以说 invite us to the wedding， 邀请我们去婚礼等等的。 So the king invites him. I guess even though I still have lots of questions,、mm-hmm. Chen Yu still goes, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's from the king.
If a king invited you somewhere, would you say no?
I would not
probably
dare to.
Not, no. All right, well, let's find out what happens. It says Chen Yu follows the messengers to the pagoda tree.
To the tree? And there's a plane waiting?要搭飞机吗?
I don't know if planes were around back then.
No.
Well, let's find out what is so special about this tree. Here it says, the tree is hollow and they enter.
Okay. 他们走到这个树中间，然后想说这个中间要怎么进去呢? The tree is hollow. 中间是中空的。And they arrive at Huai'an?
Yeah.Yeah, now usually when you see a hollow tree in real life, it's because like a squirrel lives inside it or something.
Okay.
It's just like a dead tree, but you know, usually you can't enter, but in this story you can.
Mm-hmm. And they are at Huai'an.
Yep, they're at Huai'an, and here it says Huai'an is beautiful.
大家一定很好奇，树的中间有个国家，那这个国家会长得怎么样呢? It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it like?If it's in the middle of the trees.
Well, because it's a story, I think once they get into the tree, it's not really a tree
anymore.
It's like
another world.
Right, kind of like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the Narnia stories like that. So they're in another world now. And here it says...It looks nothing like Chun Yu's world.
谜底揭晓啦，完全不像淳于的世界。So it must be super beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the messengers take him to see the king?
That's right. Here's what happens. When Chun Yu meets the king says, I want you to marry my daughter.
Wow, that's like a jackpot.
Yeah.
像中了头奖诶。首先你被炒鱿鱼，结果咧你被一个国家国王邀请你去玩，然后说，诶，我要嫁女儿给你。And he'll be rich and famous.
Probably, yeah.
所以他就变成这个国王的女婿，公主的丈夫，也就是这个国家的驸马爷耶。Did he say yes?
Of course, Winnie, I'm not going to tell you that answer today. That's because it's time to go to our magic box, and then we'll be right back for review time.
All right.
You'll have to find out what happens next day.
All right.
Magic box. 找亮点。
Hello everyone, I'm so tired. 上礼拜想说啊，提早陪妈妈过完母亲节就算了，殊不知道这个周末还是行程满满。I'm so sleepy right now. 结果今天呢，真的是昏昏欲睡啊。讲到想睡觉呢，我们可以用 sleepy 这个形容词。没错，这个字呢非常好记，就是前面 sleep 睡觉这个动词，后面呢加上这个 y 变成形容词，表示想睡觉的。So if you want to go to sleep, you feel sleepy. 另外呢，像 sleep 呢这样的动词，我们还有一个形容词，像是 asleep. Asleep 呢是 sleep 前面加上 a 这个字呢，是表示熟睡的、睡着的。一个是想睡的，一个是呢已经睡着了。So I'm sleepy 是想睡但没办法睡。另一个呢是已经睡着、已经熟睡的，叫 asleep。比方说呢 ，the dog is asleep.It didn't wake up when I came home. 这个狗狗呢已经睡着了，甚至我回家呢都没有发现，因为睡得非常沉。另外 asleep 也有一个很常见的片语是 fall asleep， 表示入睡。I could fall asleep right this second. 因为太累，我现在随时马上可以入睡。这样分得出差别了吗？ Let's take a small quiz to find out. The baby was when we put him down. He must be very...After a long day. 你知道这个格分别要填入 sleepy 和 asleep 在哪里吗? Check the answer right after the break.
The answer is, the baby was asleep when we put him down. He must be very sleepy after a long day. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome back, everyone. We're here in review time now. And Winnie is about to guess some definitions.
Am I? Okay.
Yes. I already know the definitions.
That's true.
We're testing Winnie.
Testing me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to start you off easy.
Yes, okay. Please.
Easy. This word... Mm-hmm.is something you do.
I do.
And you have to ask someone to do something, usually with you.
一件我做的，我可以做的事情、mm-hmm. And 我问别人 ask somebody to do it with me.
Mm-hmm.
邀请Invite.
That's
right.
Okay, now,
okay.
I'm going to keep this easy. I'm not going to make you spell the word...today.
Thank you. I'm bad at spelling.
All right. Well, let's try another one. This one might be a little bit harder. You don't see these in Taiwan very often. It's part of an area around a house usually covered in grass.
有草地. Park?
No.
No, not a park. And I don't see it in Taiwan that much.
Not usually. Not in the city, at least.
Oh, 房子前 mm-hmm. a yard.
Mm-hmm. A yard.
I can spell this one.
Okay.
Y-A-R-D.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to make one a little bit harder now. Oh. I'm going to use one of our harder words.
I'm ready.
Okay. This is something, this is, describes something that is、mm-hmm. empty inside.
Okay, the tree is empty. I remember、mm-hmm. that in the story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is hard.
What do we call it?
Not empty.
No.
中间中空的 hollow?
Right. Hollow? Okay, it's similar to empty,、mm-hmm. but it's hollow.
Hollow.
All right, well, you guys can play this game too. We've left some words for you to make your friends guess the definitions, so give it a try. But we have to say goodbye until tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Nonka Dream.
Chun Yufen is a soldier in the Huainan Army. One day, he drinks too much and acts badly. His general gets angry and fires him. Chun Yu goes home.And sits by a pagoda tree in the yard. He drinks with two friends until he falls asleep. Later, Chun Yu wakes up and sees two messengers. They tell him,
The king of Huai'an sent us. He invites you to visit.
Chun Yu follows the messengers to the pagoda tree. The tree is hollow.And they enter. Huai'an is beautiful. It looks nothing like Chun Yu's world. When Chun Yu meets the king says,
I want you to marry my daughter.
General.The general of the army died and the country lost the war. The general of the army died and the country lost the war. Yard, yard. The mother stood at the window and watched her children playing in the yard. The mother stood at the windowand watched her children playing in the yard. Wake up, wake up. Wake, woke, woken. Rachel hates having to wake up and get out of bed on cold winter days. Rachel hates having to wake up and get out of bed on cold winter days.Invite, invite,
Invite, invited, invited. Yvonne invited all of her friends to her birthday party. Yvonne invited all of her friends to her birthday party.